This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, we got a fantastic finish coming up here. We're going to do some rapid fire because we only have 7 minutes left. A couple of tweets real quick. Game Day says Ben should light up the Patriots. Bortles, 376, four touchdowns. Tannehill, 263, three touchdowns. Stafford, same. They all won. Ernest Massa says the only way the Steelers will win tomorrow if they knock Brady out of the game. Whether you take a flag or not, do it. Go to the lines. Make your points quickly if you don't mind. Nathan and Irwin on line four is first up here. Nathan, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was calling about Coach Tomlin. I don't think he should be fired. That would be too much of a risk to make that big of a change. But I think he needs help with challenges. Someone in the booth, because I don't remember what interview it was, but he admitted that he refuses to hire somebody to do that.
Well, that should change. You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, Nathan. He's 0-9 in his last nine, so that's got to change. You don't want to lose those. And most coaches lose some, but not to that level. Let's go out to Doug in the Strip District. Hey, Doug, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, Bob, I just have a real quick question for you in follow-up to what you said. I absolutely believe that tomorrow they need to press, man press coverage and blitz through the middle. But I have a question for you with regard to one of the points you made earlier about not addressing the defense enough in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you is, and I don't know how it works with Tomlin or Kevin Colbert in assessing the talent, but it seems as though we've drafted a slew of defensive backs. And, you know, Artie Brown so far hasn't panned out. Sean Davis so far hasn't panned out. Maybe it's too early to tell for those guys. But
no, it's not too early. It's year three for they got to do it. And in this NFL today, thank you, it's a good point. You can't wait on guys. You need players. Look at the quarterbacks. It used to be you had to groom them, take their time, get them out. Not anymore. Boom, you're in the lab. Let's go. Those defensive backs need to do. Don't forget about it. Senquez Golson. You know, they have others. Brian Allen, they brought here as a fifth-round pick. Okay, it's time. Somebody needs to step up, and they got to make plays. There are opportunities out there. They're giving guys opportunities. Take advantage. Let's go out to Jersey in the south side. What's up, Jersey?
It's Joseph.
All right, sorry about
their
that.
Their offense goes out to lunch, man, really. And I agree with you. Roosevelt Nick should be in there four, five, six more plays. I watch them. They should be running the ball or passing the ball. You got to win the second half, especially the fourth quarter. The Steelers haven't been doing it. All the losses blame the defense, right? Ben makes stupid throws and nobody criticizes him. Thank you.
No, I think he's been criticized, but I think it would be helpful if the defense made a play or two and shortened the field. That's what they haven't had a lot of. That's where that defense has failed them more than anything else. You know, in that six-game win streak, they were good at limiting things. At the same time, you got to make a turnover once in a while. You can't be one of the worst teams in the NFL in that department and expect to survive. You know, look at the Bears. That Chicago team leads the NFL, I think, in sacks, or they're right up there with them, but they've turned the ball over so much. It's made it easy on Mitchell Trubisky and others. So, bottom line is, it comes down to a complete unit. The way I look at this game, the Steelers have got to possess it, don't make mistakes, score touchdowns, not field goals, because field goals are a losing effort against this team. But also, they need to somehow come up with a turnover against Tom Brady. The only way that's possible to me is you get pressure up the middle. Watching game tape last week of the Houston, remember the Houston playoff game where they went up to New England? They should have won that game had they had any quarterback play whatsoever. They didn't. They intercepted him twice, sacked him four times, and he was completely different. That's and I don't care how great you are as a quarterback, if you are in, look at what happened when Dallas came after Drew Brees, that game they lost. Drew Brees didn't have a lot of time to make decisions. The only way you stop elite quarterbacks is by disrupting rhythm and getting in their face. That's what they have to do somehow, some way tomorrow, regardless of who's on Gronk, regardless of who's on Josh Gordon, anyone else. You got it. To me, my way is aggressive, in your face. I'm going to line up on the line of scrimmage. There's no zone. I'm taking my chances, and I'm hoping my guys up front can get quarterback pressure. Because the other way has failed them, and it always will fail them against New England. They're just too good. James White, to me, is the key contributor that I think I need to stop more than anybody, including Gronk. He's too good out of the backfield. He has 20 more receptions than anyone else on that team. You know, he's doing what Le'Veon Bell did here. He's doing that for them. And they also have Sony Michel. They have a lot of weapons. But they also get gouged in the run game. Defensively, the Steelers somehow have got to figure out a way to utilize that as well.